Daniel Olsen hier gesucht.
When I was in Bnei Barak about 50 years ago, there was a very famous Daf HaYom Yishir. Daf HaYom Yishir from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. It's very popular. It's every night, or morning or evening, I don't remember, about an hour. Came to Chol HaMoed to tell to Olam, learn an hour? That's not for Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is to use the spare time on learning. Said Chol HaMoed, all day you have to learn. Didn't have a shiur the whole day. The whole morning was a shiur there. So I think the name, start your day, the Torah way, that's for the weekday, like it says here. Chol HaMoed, you don't start your day, you live your day the Torah way. Chol HaMoed is a day, kule ruchnis, day we've got spare time, extra time, that's the time you can spend in learning. I hear here, there are also more shiur in the normal day. After me, somebody else will talk. So Chol HaMoed is a day, which is meyuchad for additional learning. You don't do any work, besides a few outings to be yotze of the ikes, to spend the time in extra ruchnis, more mitzvahs. Every minute you sit in the sukkah is a mitzvah. And whatever you can do, you have to do in the sukkah. It's called Sman Simcha Seino. One of the reasons of Sman Simcha Seino is, I would suggest the following. Every mitzvah that's written in the Torah has got Torah Shebikta. It's written in the Torah. It's also got Torah Shebapeh. You have got the Messiah, for example. Sharatam lois aladech avoy yilu toitofos meininecho. What does tefillah mean? Toitofos, an ornament on your head. You don't know what to use. Kam chazal and say it has to be a box, it has to be square, it has to be black. And which parts you have to put in. Every mitzvah there is a Torah Shebal Peh. I think from the Sholosh Regolim, the main Torah Shebal Peh, the main halachas, is the Sukkot. Why? You make a matzah. What halach do you need to know? 80 minutes, which minim to use, and it can't have any chometz, and your matzah is ready. Lishma, Kitzira, a few halachas. Your mitzvah is ready. When it comes to Sukkot, it's packed with halachas. Stop. The shear. How big is sukkah to be? 10 forchim. Aloch majusina. What's the maximum? 20 amas. Well, how many walls? 1, 2, 3, 3 and a half, 2 and a half walls. What do you have to have? Tilos mu machamosa. And then come aloch. Hilchas olovut. Oim rub ala ports. There's ports ka oimet. And then there's good achis. There's good asik. Loads of alochas. You look in the sukkah. Wherever you look, you can find alochas. You can find the lumpers, you can find the Dvar Hashem, you can find halachas, you can find Torah Shebal Peh. So you are surrounded the whole day in a place full of Torah. That's Man Simcha Seinu. That's Man Simcha Seinu. Oh, what is this? If it would be like this, it would be as well. Here are three Torah, here are four Torah. You can live in Torah, this Man Simcha Seinu, a time that you can use more limited Torah through the mitzvahs that we do in the Yom. You know, we say in davening, "Asenu Hashem alekene speaks madech." You ask Ribbono Nishloilu that the broch of the yontif should carry with us. Some say "Asen" from carrying, some say for loading, carrying the broch of the yontif with us. First, we mention the yontif. Atit alonu yontif special. Sman's chakasukis. What are we asking Ribbono Nishloilu for? What do we want? What's the broch? Lots of money. What do we want? Let's see what it says in Pesach. First filler, make us holy with your mitzvahs. That's what we want. Then we say, give us our share in Torah. Everybody has good share in Torah. And then, satisfied from your goods. We should have plenty of what we need. The first thing is, then we say, now the Satan seem to be wrong. Where does the Kedusha's mitzvah come from? A person has a tzitzis, kein mitzvah tzitzis. Asher kiddushanu be mitzvah yisov be tzivonu leisate ba tzitzis. Where does the Kedusha come from? You made us holy with your mitzvahs. Where does the Kedusha come from? The Rebbe Chaim Elojan says, Kedusha is only Torah, Torah Kedusha, nothing else. Kedusha is Torah. Das heißt, der Teure, also, lahem Zitzis. Wof, ein, Shin, Wof, Sin, Wof, Osel. This, Oisis, hat Teure, they give the Gedusha to the Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs have got more Oisis, hat Teure, is a more Kodishtige Mitzvah, because it's got more unique, more to draw Gedusha. So the source of Gedusha of all the Mitzvahs is the Teure itself. So you should say, Seich Kenim Tzvah Secho, and then you should say, Kacheinu Mitzvah Secho. I would like to suggest that the pshat here is kachein over mitzvah secho, make us holy from your mitzvahs. If you want the mitzvah have perfect, say in chalkein b'seir secho, which Torah? Not general Torah. Torah of this mitzvah. Give it a share. You shouldn't just dry makayim a mitzvah. You shouldn't soak your leish b'soak and you go out. No, it should be a mitzvah that make us holy from your mitzvahs. But how? Give us the chelik of the Torah. We should take, you know, we sit in the sukkah, we should see the stuff like Gumma, this good office, this good office, should take be learned, and we should be knowledgeable in the mitzvahs, and we not just kiyum a mitzvah, right? We should have the mitzvah with the chelik of the Torah of every mitzvah. And we put on a tzitzis, yeah, we should remember the din for Gamida, and it's not din for Nishmol, the din for Naloch, the tefillin, whether it has been Nishmol, Masiyat, whatever dinim you can learn for tefillin, or say it's in the gear of choices, that we should, as we make the mitzvah of this here, also to have the chelek in the Torah of this mitzvah. So I would like to give you this today, to talk a little bit about halachas of sukkah. Might not be regard to your sukkah, give you a few halachas of the sukkah to be combined. The sabay kachenu mitzvah secho, when you're going to the sukkah, we should be holy. But at the same time, we should be the same chakenu mitzvah secho. Everyone should get a share in the very many or complicated hilchas sukkah. A sukkah has to have three walls. Three walls. Three walls minimum. Three walls. Four whole walls, partly. Three walls. Sukkah have to have schach. What's the minimum shear of a sukkah? I'm going to take a measure here. The minimum shear of a sukkah is 7 tfachim. It's about so much. Of course, you shear already. 7 tfachim. Just enough for you to sit there. Lean a little bit. 7 by 7 tfachim. That's enough to be a kosher sukkah. Minimum shear. 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. That's what we need. And this 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim needs to have schach on it. Stays though. Three walls. That's 7 tfachim. One wall. Tiny wall here next to it. Tiny wall here next to it. All schach. Sukkah is kosher. That's called the sukkah ketana. If you make this base medicine into a sukkah, then it's a sukkah gedoyla. So the halachas are different between sukkah ketana and sukkah gedoyla. Sukkah ketana, I've got the own halacha Moshe Sinai, and sukkah gedoyla, I've got the own halacha Moshe Sinai. What's the difference between a sukkah ketana and a sukkah gedoyla? Difference is like this. In a sukkah ketana, I need every inch. I need to have 7 tfachim. That's my minimum sukkah. So you start to put in schach posel, you soon have no sukkah left. So therefore, in the sukkah ketana, the maybe you need to have enough schach kosher. You still get an allowance. Certain allowance, with every sukkah you get an allowance. Minimal allowance. The allowance in the sukkah ketana is 3 tfachim. This will be a sukkah ketana this way, that's 7 tfachim. Number them 7 tfachim. Here you've got schach kosher. If the old schach kosher is no problem, or you can have schach like that. If you have schach kosher, actually kosher schach. Schach kosher, if you sukkah ketana, 7 tfachim, all laid with schach. That's no problem. Chazal gave us an allowance. You get an allowance of 3 tfachim. Up to 3 tfachim, about the equivalent of 3 tfachim, roughly, you get an allowance. That means, whenever I say 3 tfachim, I mean up to 3 tfachim. When I say 4 tfachim, I mean up to 4, so 3 is already both. We're talking about 3 tfachim, to me, up to 3 tfachim. If I've got my sukkah here, and there is half posel in the sukkah. Here's my sukkah, 7 tfachim, exact shear, like my little sukkah. And here I've got a strip of half posel. Is that allowed, or is it not allowed? The halacha is, if it's up to 3 tfachim, it's allowed. Why? Because you're left with rov. Rov is 3.6, but Chazal say, it'd be left with 4 plus. 7, take off 4 is 3. So it's 4 plus, that's the sheer minimum that you need to have for your sukkah. So if you have got here our sukkah with 7 tfachim, and you would cover up 3, you're left with 4. So that's the minimum sheer. You can have it this way, you can have it the other way, you can have it on the side, the other way, no difference which way I do it. when I've got my four tochim this way or this way, very little. So you have all together to start with a sukkitana of 7x7. That's all you have got. And after 7x7, you have got 3 tochim, schach posel, gesundheit, kosher. You can have glass there, you can have metal there, you can have avir as well, you can even have nothing there. But I'm not going into avir, avir, special halachas. How much gap are you allowed, can you ignore in a sukkah? You're not talking about gaps, you're talking about fully covered, but covered with schach basel. And what can be a very common thing is, you have a very small sukkah. I saw in Manchester, they built a new block of flats, it's the first time in history, and they built balcony like that, so one here, one there, one there, one there. Small block of flats, single road, and they made it very not symmetric. I don't know a chiddush that the planner was masking to that. You have a balcony here, the next one here, next one here, one on this side. So you know what, everyone should have a little sukkah. But somehow two balconies are overlapping each other, so it's planned. And the only way he has got a big sukkah, and the bottom one had just a tiny bit of his balcony that wasn't covered up. I didn't mention it, but I assume they're so clever. 7x7, not more. The whole balcony wasn't covered up. 7x7. Sure, it's good enough. If there's a family of 10 boys, you have to have a rota. Okay? As long as you can have the mitzvah. So if 7x7, small chelik, this is chafpos. Now what happens sometimes in your 7x7, there's a gutter above from the second floor. You didn't think of it, but if you do learn the halachas properly, you look what's amai tachas kippas hashemayim. You see my little sukkah, and on top of that, I've got this little bit sticking up. That'll be my wall. A little bit sticking up. Hey, only a bit. What do you care? What do you mean? Aloha. Is it mutter? Is it also? Are you a guy with a sukkah? Or are you somebody who has no sukkah at all? The whole yontif. So the answer is if that overlapping, which makes what's underneath into schach posel, if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher. That's much less than 3 tefachim. It's good allowance. Even this one. From here till here. Still a bit less than 3. So if you have this overhanging in your mini sukkah, 7x7, and you're overhanging with schach, with any cover that makes the schach into schach puzzle, is the sukkah kosher. It's a local Moshe Misina. Sukkah tana, shio, schach puzzle, is 3. Fine. Now let's go to sukkah gdoila. You have got a huge sukkah. Got the sukkah gdoila. Hey, we've got different allowances. Hey, you can have a strip all the way through your sukkah, either this way or that way, up to 4 tefach. One tefach more. Why? Haloch Moshe Misina. In the sukkah gdoil, we have got plenty kosher sukkah. I've got my kosher sukkah. But there's a problem of connecting the sukkah, of being one sukkah. If it's a big hefzik, can you see there? A big hefzik. Assuming the white is kosher sukkah and the open part is posel sukkah. So that posel sukkah divides the chedusheini from here, because it's a hefzik of schach posel. This will be kosher. This will be kosher if you have enough walls, and in between is posel. That means if you have got 4 tefachim schach posel, that's by a sukkah gedoila to posel the whole sukkah. If it's by emtsa, if it's on the side, you come to a special halacha of toifin akum. So what would you say is a sukkah gedoila? I tell you what the sukkah gedoila is. Sukkah gedoila is 11 tefachim. Why does a sukkah gdoil is 11 tefachim? Because we want to give you an allowance of 4 tefachim. You need to have 7x7. So here is my sukkah, 11 tefachim. That's 7. Till here it's a kosher sukkah. Minimum. 3 walls, one wall here, no wall here, one wall here. Whenever Gemara talks about sukkahs, generally, you talk about 3 walls, not 4 walls. 3 walls, got a little sukkah. 1, 2, 3 walls. The sukkah is a gedoila. Wow, huge sukkah. How big is it? 11 tefachim. But here my wall here, my 7 tefachim, it goes a bit longer till here. Not only till here, it goes till here. A bit bigger. That's really gedoila. Anything is not ktana is a gedoila. Now here, we are allowed to have an intolerance of 4 tefachim. No problem here. Got all together 11. Take off 4. How much is left? 7. So you've got your sukkah kshera, and it doesn't puzzle it. Up to 4, you can even sleep underneath. Yeah? You can even say, only be under the schach puzzle. It doesn't matter. Because the allowance that you get is fortvoch. As I say, up to fortvoch. She can have a sukkah of 11, and the schach is 7 plus. And fortvoch is schach posel. What's fortvoch is schach posel? About so much? Roughly. So this fortvoch is part of the sukkah. Because the sukkah gdaila. Because you've got your shear 7 by 7. You're adding on to your shear. Since you add on, his halacha is, it's a different shear. Shear is not three tefachim, the shear is four tefachim. So it's again, you have got this little sukkah, and there's somewhere a gutter over it. If the gutter is, you have got 7 by 7 tefachim without the schach posel, and then you have got an addition of up to 4 tefachim schach posel, kosher v'yosher mitzvah. You can have a different way. You can have it like this, in the middle. You can have it in the middle. You 7 tefachim are split. You haven't even got in one place 7 tefachim. Again, since it's sukkah gdolah, because you have got 7 tefachim without tziruf, and there's a split in the middle, the tziruf is less than 4, it is sukkah kosher. You know, all the modern sukkahs are built like that. All the modern sukkahs, we have the modern, you make an extension, and put a nice sukkah roof into it, you get whatever one of these special sukkahs that open up. What to close is a bar in the middle. It's a bar in the middle. How can I have a bar in the middle? Bar is made from metal. It's possible, it's rough. And people sit there. They might split your sukkah. The answer is, they make sure to make it very narrow. Specially designed. They are marked with on 3 tefachim. I'm not going into it. Why? But up to 4 tefachim is no problem. You can have your bar right across the sukkah, between the two roofs, and it's mamish chav posel, but because it's less than 4 tefachim, it's kosher lechatchila. To be the chatchila less than 3 tefachim. Okay.
But the sukkah katana, could you sit under the 3?
Yes. Avir not, schach posel, yes. Like Zashtes, yes. Okay. Come to Mogd Avraham and says, we went from two extremes. We started with the sukkah of 7, and the sukkah of 7, the allowance was 3 out of semi allowance. And then we went to a sukkah gedoyla, which has 11. And there the allowance is 4. What if the sukkah is only 10? Sukkah of 10? Not 11, only 10. Sukkah of 10? How much schach posel do you get as an allowance? Do you still get the 4? Or do we say no, you only get 6? What's the shayla? Shayla, if you take a 4 from 11, how much is left? 10 or 11 is left? 10. So, 10 minus 4 is 6. No, 6 is more than we had before. Before we said 3, 4 and a bit is enough. Now we've got 6, so you're better off. You've got here your sukkah, you have got 6 of the schach kosher, and 4 schach posel. Will that sukkah be kosher? The Mogavom says, no, sukkah is not going to be kosher. Why? He says, because the total amount of schach posel is 4. The halacha Moshe says with sukkah k'tanah, you can't afford it, you only have 3. So what you say, sukkah gdoila, is not a sukkah gdoila. Because you need to use a little bit of that schach posel. You can't ignore the 4, but if you ignore it, you haven't got 7 left, you need to have 7. So why do you want to master it? Because you say, you can be mitzarev. You can only be mitzarev 3. But the total is 4, you can't be mitzarev. The Mavom says, only by 11 you can switch from sukkah k'tana to sukkah gdoila. But when it comes to 10, where you haven't got a clear 7 without the schach posel, you have to consider the schach posel. And since the schach posel is 4, and 4 is, even under 4, is more than the shear of sukkah k'tana, but sukkah k'tana is the shear of 3. So you're jumping to a new area, jump to a new and a new concept, sukkah gdoila. 4 you can't allow, there's a sukkah posel. So according to the Mogd Avraham, up to 11, you can only allow 3. Once you come into 11, you have got clear 7, plus the rest for your schach posel. Then you're allowed to take it 4. So it's the Mogav. And the Mechav and Nishma Ashmazoi, Lav Davka. Come to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and say, I'm not masking. So, do you know what? If you have got the Sukkah of 10, back to Sukkah of 10, and you've got 4 schach posel, what do we say? Since we need to use some of the schach posel to be Machshav Sukkah. Therefore, you're going in a different mode of Sukkah Gdoila, of Sukkah. Sukkah is still Sukkah Ktana because we need it. So therefore, you can't allow for the whole Sukkah is possible. So God, because you know what? Let's make a pshat. I'm not using the four. I'm only using three out of the four. Abu Kegel says, who asked you to say it's all one unit of Schach Posse? And look, if you want to use the four, you can't use the four, because you need to use it for your kashas. You haven't got 11. But you can say, take a sharp knife, of course, it's split it. Split it here. You say like this, Yerotzmil von Echo, my sukkah should start here, sukkah should finish here. I don't want the sukkah of 10. You know, because I've got sukkah of 10, I use four Schach Posse, it's too much. You can only allow three. You know what? I will have a sukkah of 9. So the real sukkah is really 10. 6 of them is chach kosher. I need one of them to make it kosher. So we say, no, not only giving you one, we're giving you three. We're giving you the same three of the sukkah ktana, we give you for sukkah doil as well. So come to Rabbi Gweger, he says, you need nothing, just say yirotzen. Don't you say yirotzen, just you want. And here is 6, and you add on 7, 8, 9, and the sukkah is kosher. You have to make a simon to know how far you can eat. And you say, use up the first three, and you can eat underneath, and then four seven, you ignore. And this is very shriach in basukik doyla. Why? In basukik doyla, where you have an allowance of four tvochim, which have basukik doyla, the end of sukkah has got schach posse. That's a big shnetz, basukik doyla, yeah? Basukik doyla, you've got a full shir, schach kosher, then you've got the rest schach posse. Yeah, what do you say? You can sit in the schach kosher, but the schach posse, you can't sit. So I'm going, no. You say, Yerotzna, extending my sukkah another 3 tvochim. It's very nogea. People have got toif lakum. People have got posse schach. No, can only sit till here. Because the free, no, sit a bit further. Because you can always get an allowance, a free allowance of 3 tvochim. You can always chaparai to be part of your sukkah. We. Because it's more than, it could be 4, yeah. If it's more than 4, you take 4 out of, yeah. You could do the same thing. 4 out of, the 4 out of more, yeah. You've got a whole lot of schach posse.
So you can sit out of the first
4
tvochim
of a defen akuma. But we come to Devnuk in a minute. So the cake says it's chiddush first with a sukkah like this. 1 wall, 2 wall, 3 walls. He has open. If it's open, he says, it's no problem. We have got here 4 schach posse. Yeah, for the schach posse, only use what you need. That's how we can only use what you need. Where your walls, no problem. 1 wall here, 1 wall here, 1 wall here. So I use what I need, and I've got a kosher sukkah. So Gabi Kvega, what will I do if the psul is not at the end, at the open end? The psul is here. Then you've got a problem. Because by sukkah ktana, we say, you can't get 4 tvochim, you only get 3 tvochim. And since it's still a sukkah ktana, you only have 10. So we need to kind of out of the 4-3. He said, if he is a hefty, you haven't got a wall. But that wall is too far away from the schach kosher. But in the sukkah ktana, the allowance is only 3. And since the allowance is only 3, I've got here your 6 tvochim, and you want to pinch another 3 to make it kosher, but the total area is more than 3. And since you're not allowed the total area, so you have got no wall, because that wall here is not mitzav to the schach. The effect of a Kveger. So will it also help in that case or not? So what's the difference? If it's at the end, you don't need the end. The end is open-ended, so you don't need it. So you take whatever you need. You have 1, 2, 3 walls, you take whatever you need. But if it's at the beginning of your sukkah, you need that wall. Without the wall, you have no sukkah. But as we said, every sukkah, the standard sukkah is talking about 1 wall open. Stand the sukkah has got 1 wall open, then it's okay. Because there you don't need this wall. You have got your 3 walls here. Yeah, okay. But if we say the wall, the schach posle is here, then like here, we start it off. That's my 1 wall, sukkah ktana, 2nd wall, the 3rd wall. And here I've got a little bit too much schach posle. A little bit too much. Because sukkah ktana can only allow 3. So you know what? I only use this. But then you haven't got this wall, because the 4 tvochim would make a hefsek. Even 3 basukta. You know what I'm saying? We can also split it. Everybody knows you can sit if na kuma. You can take this wall up to 4 amos. You can even have a sukkah here. If that wall is there, one wall come, 2 walls be here, and this bit is kosher and the rest is possible, you have no problem. Toif and akuma. Because what do we say? This half posel becomes part of the wall. The wall goes up here. Instead of my sukkah being here, the wall bends up to 4 amos, even more, up to here. As long as you have got here left, 7 by 7, you have got kosher sukkah. Also happens often, because a lot of these extension sukkah, almost all of them, have to come onto Toif and akuma. Because nobody. What time is it? 10 past. Okay. So a lot of these is indoor sukkahs have only got a hole in the ceiling, and the rest you have to come onto the walls. Obviously, every builder who makes a sukkah is so clever not to make them all 4 hours away, not to have to know a sukkah. I've come to sukkahs that they can know, what do you think of my sukkah? So sorry, but you've got 2 walls. I don't want to make you scared. I was told not to make you scared. I think the one who told me that underestimated the chashivas of tequila here. I've told many people they have a chashash for sukkah psula. They're only too happy. They're only happy that I told them. They go home, like you say, you've got your, sometimes you're exhausted, there's fires coming out. Thank you for telling me. I'm quick going to change it. I don't want any danger thing. People, I tell, it's a problem with their sukkah, they're only too happy. They're coming, suck in the sukkah, look at your sukkah. When you go home, check whether you've got 3 walls. That's all, I'm not asking you more. Have you got 3 walls? You'd be surprised how many people only got 2 walls. 2 walls, 2 and a bit, and it's not enough. Sounds good to check. So, with all the sukkahs need to come on to Toif and akuma, because there's a hole in the middle, and the side is Toif and akuma, and if it's less than 4 amos, they're allowed to say Toif and akuma. Time is short, I just want to give you a bit of the afters. We say in Musaf today, I thought on sukkahs you should have a slower Musaf, should have a much longer Musaf. Why? Why do you have a Musaf? What's Musaf? What's wrong with having shachis? Why do you have Musaf? The answer is, basically, shachis is for the daily common, and Musaf is for the addition. Have additional kabbalas. Normally, you want to 10 and 11 additional kabbalas. No? 10 minutes shemusaf, 20 minutes musaf for 11 additional kabbalas. Okay, that's what we are used to. Shchodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Hoshana, Yom Kippur. When it comes to sukkahs, you have much, 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 much more. There's not one par, there's 30 porim. There's not one ayin, there's 2 alim. There's not 14 kvasim, there's not 7 kvasim, there's 14 kvasim. Got, I take this with me here. Got here a little sample of what it was like in the Beis HaMikdash. Help me take off the talis. Kolanovi. Oi!
Bocher Chaim, Moshe Stern, Indoor Sukkahs.
There seems to be a steer in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Chavov, Pasyans, that if you have an indoor sukkah and you have your schach indoors and then you take away your roof after you put the schach, so the Ramah says there in the Mishneh Berurah concurs that you don't have to move the schach around. That's called, because you put your schach there, l'shem sukkah, it's enough even if you take away the roof after you put the schach there. And the Shabur and Tafresh Lamedvav says, the same case, if you have your sukkah inside your house, and you take away the roof afterwards, it's not enough, you have to go and shake, you have to pick up your schach and put it back down. The difference is, the Shabur says, in Tafresh Lamedvav, he's talking about where you lived in your house the whole year. That was where you lived the whole year. Shailas, why should that be a difference? So there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, the Fidalad of Mandalif. Rameh says, you can't be Mesachich Benesorim. If you have boards of wood, the Gemara says, we're talking about boards of wood 4 tefachim wide. If you have boards of wood 4 tefachim wide, you can't be Mesachich with them. You can't use them as your Sechach. So the Gemara says, because of Gzira's Tikra. Because it's Gzira, because these are wide boards, you have the same wide boards in your house at home, so you'll think that you could just stay in your house and use that as your sukkah. So what's wrong with staying in your house and using your house as your sukkah? So Rav Rishayim Sayyid Ritzvah on the run, and that's the Mashmos of the Rambam. There's a halacha of tasav lemina osu. You have to make a sukkah l'shem sukkah. It doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah. That's b'shem by holds. It has to be l'shem mitzvah. It doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah. It has to be you're making it as a sukkah, not as a house. What's a sukkah? The Gemara says in Dafches, it's something which provides shade. A house is, the roof of the house is there for other purposes as well, so it's not called making it for a sukkah. So that's why, that's the problem with just staying at home and using your house as your sukkah, because you didn't make it as a sukkah. That's what the Ritva on the Run says. See, the Rambam, the Rashi, however, says that the problem is, Rashi says that Beisa Yivadai Posel, the Sukkah Omer Rachmona V'loi Beisa Shekolim Yisashona. Because the Torah requires a Sukkah and not your house of the whole year round. Rashi doesn't explain what the problem is. He says that it has to be a Sukkah and not your house of the whole year round. So Rashi is clear that it's not just a problem with having a house. It's a house where you live the whole year. It's Beisa Shekolim Yisashona. And it's Mufurshim, two Mufurshim Mishnayis, that a house which you... A house which you don't necessarily live in, then you don't have this problem. But it's a new problem of Beis Shekolim Yisashana. If it's the house where you live the whole year, that can't be your sukkah, even if you have kosher srach. The house where you live the whole year, that can't be your sukkah.
Which means if you live in a sukkah the whole year, you have to do what sukkahs? Suppose you live in a sukkah,
as it were. So that's the shayla here. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so if you have a roof on top of your srach, so Chazanish says it's enough that you take away your roof. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's not enough you take away your roof. You have to pick up the srach and put it back down. Yeah. So the shayla is, what's pshat in this din that you can't, basically Shekolim is Shana, somewhere where you live the whole year, that can't be your sukkah. And the Shayla also asked why Rashi said that reason and not what they say. The reason of Tassav Leminosu. So there's a Gemara in the Chesam and Beis, which the Chir Rashi there says, which is the Chir Rashi means here. The Gemara says, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yitzrim. There's a fellow who makes pots, and he has two little huts. And in the inside hut, that's where he lives. And the outside hut is where he sells his pots. So the Gemara says, Hapnimis Ein HaSukkah. The house, the hut where he lives, that can't be a sukkah. So the Rishonim there again say, why? Because it wasn't made as a sukkah, it's made as a living place. But Rashi Kedarki says they're different. Rashi says there, it's Ein HaSukkah, Delei Minkar Milsa Delashem Sukkah Hudorba. It's not Nikah that you're living here, Delashem Sukkah. The Hakol Yomis HaShon and Dair HaSom, V'riv Tashmishay Usudasi V'shinasi Shom. Because you live there the whole year, most of you living, you're sleeping, you're eating is there. So it's not nikah that you're living there, l'shem sukkah. So others learn, the Prima Gadim learns that Rashi is saying it's a problem to dim with Rabbonim. But the Magen Avraham Zevur, that's the Pashas of Rashi, that's a din d'oraisa. And Kshuta Rashi is saying it's a problem in the yeshiva sukkah. You're living here, it's not a yeshiva sukkah, because you're living here, you're living in the same place the whole year. So living here now, it's like you're living there as your house. You're not living there as your sukkah. You're living there as a house living, not as a sukkah living. And on a sukkah, you have to, Rashi says, there has to be l'shem sukkah. You have to sit there, l'shem sukkah. You have to, you're living there, has to be living in a sukkah. That's what Rashi says there. The problem is that the Gemara there says, Ein HaSukkah, and Rashi himself brings down Ein HaSukkah Delimin Kermilsa, and Rashi in Daf Yudalad also, which we said before, says Sukkah V'loi Beisa Yishakol Beis Hashana. So Rashi's Mavua that it's not just a problem with your yeshiva, it's not just a problem with your sitting there that you're not Yitzi, your mitzvah. The actual Sukkah is not a Sukkah. Shaila is, why should that be? What Rashi explains the Chira is just a problem in your sitting that it's not Nikah that you're sitting there as a yeshiva sukkah. But why should that be a problem in the kashrus of sukkah? Why does the Gemara say Ein HaSukkah? Why does the Gemara say it's not a sukkah?
I'm not clear. You're doing anything to it, or you're not changing it? Is it a sukkah with srach the whole year round?
It has srach the whole
year round.
Srach the whole year round. But because you live there the whole year, so it's not nikah that you're living there l'shem sukkah.
There's not been mechadish anything in it.
No, so we're talking about you made it l'shem tzil, but because you live there the whole year round, so you can't be yitzi or mitzvah. And the Gemara says more than that, not that, the Gemara says, Ein HaSukkah, Nishno, you can't be Yitzi Mitzvah there, but it's not a sukkah. And Rashi doesn't explain why it's not a sukkah. So l'chira, the pshat in Rashi is, there's a in Gemara Daftala Damdalef, if you have a sukkah 10 tefachim high, that's the minimum shear, and there's leaves from the schach hanging down into the sukkah. So Gemara says that you're not yitzi mitzvah because dira srucha, it's an uncomfortable living, so you're not yitzi the mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch bring the Torah and Shulchan Aruch bring them the Salacha, and they say that if you have a sukkah less than 10 tefachim with branches hanging down, it's a sukkah psula. The Rambam, however, brings down the Salacha and says, Tzorich lizohir shelo yehei hutzen yodin aseicha. The Rambam says, you have to be careful that there shouldn't be leaves hanging down in your sukkah. So the Rosh Hashanah already had a daik, and that the Rambam's mavu, that it's not, the sukkah's kosher. It's just a halacha in the Kim mitzvah, that when you're coming to Yetzir mitzvah, you have to be careful that there's no branches hanging down. The Shulchan Aruch says it's possible, it's not a sukkah bechlal. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that you have to be careful that there shouldn't be branches hanging down. So the Brisker Rav explains that the Rambam holds that there's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanan and throughout the whole Pirik. If sukkah dears Arabinon, a sukkah dears Kvabinon. If sukkah has to be a temporary dwelling or a permanent dwelling. So, Kipshutoi, and that's how the Torah learns, the machlokes is what sort of living you have to have there. Does it have to be a permanent living or a temporary living? The Rav says that the Rambam has a different pshat in the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Rambam learnt that Rabbi Huda, who holds Diras Kvabinon, has to be a permanent living. His shitta was that Salacha in the sukkah, that the sukkah has to be a living place. And in order for the sukkah to be a living place, it has to be that the living there is permanent living. Otherwise, the sukkah is not called a living place. If it's just a place where you could live there temporarily, that's not called a living place. So in order for the place for the sukkah to be called a Makum Dira, it has to be that you can have a permanent living there. That's what Rebbe Huda held. And the Rabbanan held that the sukkah doesn't have to be a living place, doesn't have to be a makom dira. The sukkah has to be 10 tefachim and shalosh tefanos. But there's no halacha in the sukkah that it has to be a place where you can live. To be mekayim your mitzvah, you have to live there. That's the mitzvah, to live there. But there's no halacha in the sukkah that has to be a living place. That's the shitsa Rambam. And the Torah is chiluk in that. And the Brisker Rav brings down that Rashi in the Chaf Gimel is mavua like the Shulchan Aruch, because Rashi says a sukkah which can't withstand regular winds, a sukkah she'ini chay la'am d'bruch metzuya. Rashi says afilu dirus arei lehava, because it's a place where it can't even have a temporary living. So mele, it's not a sukkah. The Rambam, Brisker Rav says that the Rambam has a different mahalach in that Gemara. But Rashi holds, like the Tur, that Sayyid Behuda, Sayyid Rabbanon hold that a sukkah has to be a mokum dira, the sukkah has to be a living place. The machlokes Behuda Rabbanon is what type of living it has to be. So, l'chir l'fiza, that's the pshat in Rashi in Dafches. Hagam Rashi only explains that by a sukkah shal yotzim, a sukkah where you live the whole year round, Rashi only explains why it's a problem in your yeshiva. Rashi says, Liminkar Milsa, that the yeshiva here is not nikkah, that you're living here as a sukkah. But according to the Brisker Rav, now there's a problem that the yeshiva is not yeshiva sukkah, that will make a problem in that sukkah itself. Because the sukkah has to be a makam dira. So Hagam, this sukkah which you live in the whole year is a makam dira, is a living place, it's possible to live there. But because Rashi says that the living there is not called yeshiva sukkah, because you live there the whole year round, the living there is not called yeshiva sukkah, the living there is called yeshiva's bais, because you're living there the whole year round. So the halacha that sukkah has to be a makom dira, it's not enough that it's just a living place. It has to be that the living there is yeshiva sukkah. So in this case where it is a living place, but the living there is not called yeshiva sukkah, because you're living there the whole year round, and so the living there is yeshiva's bais. So you don't have your din that a sukkah is a makom dira. Because for the sukkah to be makom dira, it's not enough that it's possible to live there. It has to be that the living there is living in a sukkah. So if you're living there the whole year round, and therefore Rashi says, living there in sukkah is not called yeshiva sukkah. So Eimel is not called Yeshiva Sukkah, so now the Sukkah will be a Sukkah Psula, because the Sukkah has to be in Makom Dira. And Rashi, I was suggesting now that Rashi holds that it's not enough that it's a Makom Dira, it's not enough that you could live there. It has to be that the living there is called living in a Sukkah, it has to be that the living there is Nikra al Shem the Sukkah, it has to be that the living there is Dira Sukkah. That Lechira is Shittas Rashi. That Hagami only explains that that Leminkar Milsa, that the yeshiva is not Nikah, but the Gemara says ain't a sukkah, because once the living there is not living in a sukkah, so now the sukkah is going to be a sukkah psula, because the sukkah has to be a makom where living there is, the sukkah has to be a place, a living place. So Rashi holds that for the sukkah, it's not enough for the sukkah, you can live in the sukkah, it has to be that the living in the sukkah is yeshiva sukkah. That's the chira. What Rashi holds?
Not clear.
The Beskrav says that a sukkah has to be a place where you can live.
Yeah.
So Rashi says here that living, if
what
you stay
mean?
In the
sukkah. What is a place in which you can live?
That means it's possible to live. That means that if you have, in the Gemara's case, if you have branches hanging down, it's uncomfortable to live there.
If he has lived there the whole year.
So it's possible to live.
That's the best proof.
Yeah. So Avada, in this case, it's possible to live. We're suggesting that although it's possible to live, but because Rashi says Dilimunkar Milsa Dilashem Sukkah Doba, Rashi says that it's not Nikah that you're living here is living of a sukkah. So and therefore the yeshiva here is not called Yeshiva Sukkah.
But you can't say the sukkah is psula.
So the sukkah has to be a place. The sach has to have been dedicated as a sukkah anyways.
A stranger comes in and they use it for
now. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch is quite clearly mashma that it's only for the person himself who lives there the whole year. So then you can't say what I'm saying. But L'chira and Rashi says in a sukkah, and that's the Pashas HaGemara, because someone lives there the whole year, so even if someone else is going to move in, but for onlooker, someone's been living here the whole year, so it's not nikah that this place is being inhabited as a sukkah. Because
you're not suggesting that the sukkah can be kosher one person and not kosher another.
No, that the Shulchan Aruch is mavur, but I'm saying Rashi not like that. Because someone's living there the whole year, because even though it's not you, but because someone's living there the whole year, so even if you go move in now, but this place is a place where there's been someone living there the whole year. So this place is a place where the living here is not called living in a sukkah, because you're living there the whole year. And to be called living in a sukkah has to be somewhere where you go just on sukkahs. As Rashi says, it has to be min kir milsa de l'shem sukkah darba. Living in a sukkah is only called living in a sukkah if you go and live there just on sukkahs. So here's someone's living there the whole year. So the living here is not called living in a sukkah. So now the sukkah is a sukkah psula, because the Hazalacha sukkah has to be a living place, and here the living place of the sukkah is not called living in a sukkah.
If he makes the sukkah l'shem sukkah, but he's using it all year.
So even if you make the sukkah l'shem sukkah, but because you're living there
all year long,
because you're living
there, you're standing there l'shem sukkah.
It's not called l'shem sukkah. It's
kosher sukkah. It's
not. We won't be kosher in that case.
No, he's not using it. If somebody's doing his sukkah, it's the beginning of the year. Yeah. And he's not using it. And now comes Sukkah, he's using it.
So that's kosher.
The kosher sukkah.
Yeah. But because he's living there the whole year, so now you're staying here on sukkahs, so you're not showing that you're living in a sukkah. So once you're not showing that you're living in a sukkah, so now the sukkah won't be a kosher sukkah, because the sukkah has to be a place where living there is called living in a sukkah. So in this sukkah, living here is not called living in a sukkah, because you're living there the whole year anyways. So the middle of the sukkah will be a positive sukkah, and that's why a sukkah shel yitzrim won't be a sukkah, and that's why Rashi in the Fidalad also says a new problem: sukkah v'li beis shekolim v'sashana, somewhere which is beis shekolim v'sashana, somewhere where you live the whole year, cannot become a sukkah
unless you rededicate.
So we'll come to that in a minute. So the Rambam, however, the Beskarov says, holds that there's no halacha that a sukkah has to be somewhere where you can live, even if you have branches coming down and it's uncomfortable to live there. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah. you can't be carrying a mitzvah there because it's uncomfortable, but the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. So the Rambam therefore can't learn this Gemara like Rashi, because the Gemara says in a sukkah. So the Rambam behechrich had to learn the Rambam, had to learn the Gemara differently. The emphasis, I forgot to mention, that the Rambam does not bring down this Gemara. The Urchnein, the Sfasemis will ask, well, why the Rambam doesn't bring it down? The Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha of Shnei Sukkah Shal Yitzrim. So the Chayr of the Pshat is because, so look Rashi, this halacha of Sukkah Shal Yitzrim, a place where you've been living the whole year, it's a new halacha, it's nothing to do with the normal din of Tassav Lehman Asu. The Chayr of the Rambam didn't hold of Rashi, so the Rambam has to learn this Gemara in a sukkah is the normal problem of making a sukkah l'shem tzel. And therefore, if you made the sukkah if you made this place at the beginning of the year l'shem tzel, l'shem sukkah, and you live there the whole year, the Rambam will hold, it's not a problem. Because the Rambam holds not a problem, and you can stay there in sukkahs. And therefore, the Rambam didn't have to bring down this Gemara, because the Rambam already, a couple of times, brings down the halach of Tashlem, and also, brings down other halachas by Shenifchas and other halachas. Brings down Tassav and also Saram, didn't have to bring it down again. That's the Shitz Rambam. And the Rishon, the Ritva and the Ran, I didn't check now, but as far as I know, the Ritva and the Ran also hold, like Rashi, that a sukkah has to be a living place. So Lachira, they will have to have a middle way that although the living here is not called living in a sukkah, but like you were saying before, that because the sukkah has a living place, even though the living there is not living in a sukkah, but right, you're living there the whole year, so it has a living place, so they would hold that that's enough, and therefore they also couldn't learn like Rashi. So that's the Mishabura which we started off with. So the Mishabura and Tafrish Chafov brings down Rashi, this Rashi of Sukkah v'lebeisi shekolim es Hashana. He holds of this Rashi that a place where you've been living the whole year can't become a Sukkah. Therefore, in Tafrish Lamedvov, Mishabura paskind that it's not, although normally taking away the roof, if you have an indoor Sukkah and you have your Schach there, and you take away the roof, normally that's enough. But here, where you've been living there the whole year, it won't be enough that you take away the roof, because you haven't. The Chazanish is chayle. Chazanish holds that if you take away the roof, then you've changed the living. You were living under a schach and a roof, and now you're living just under schach. And Mishmur doesn't hold that. Mishmur holds because the schach was there the whole year, and you lived there the whole year, so it's not enough to take away the roof. Well, that would take away the problem of Tassav and Asu. But because here there's a new problem of basis economy is Shana, this is the place you've been living the whole year, so it's not enough to remove the roof. You have to actually pick up the schach and rededicate it. And you could maybe clear even the third tzad. So I heard from someone in Gateshead, the third tzad, that it won't be enough to just pick up the schach and put it back down. Because you haven't changed your living. In order to change your living, you have to change it. So putting the same schach back down is not going to change how you live there. So you'll have to put down maybe new schach. Or
do you know sukkah?
Putting a new sukkah is not actually changing the schach. So you haven't actually changed how you're living. You have to change how you're living, but it has to be that if you put decorations there, you haven't changed the way you're living in the schach. It's just nicer. It's not changing the dira. So you have to. It won't be enough bechel to take away the. The schach, Mishabur Paskins, that is enough to pick up the schach and put it back down.
Because that's of a sukkah is a schach.
Yes.
Take away the schach, leave it open, it's not a sukkah.
Yes.
Very good. By definition, therefore, a new schach must be the answer to all.
Right. So if you put a new schach, then it will be a new thing. But if you just normally by Tassav Lehman Asu, you could just pick it up and put it back down. Mm-hmm. You don't need the Rishon of Hold, you could just take out nails and mess around with it, and Mishabur says that even if you live there the whole year, that's enough, just to play around with it, just to do something to it. But here it could be that won't be enough, because you're living there the whole year, so to change how you're living, it could be you'll have to remove the whole schach and change the whole sukkah, so maybe it'll be enough to put down the same schach, or maybe you have to put down something else to change how you're living. Like, well, that's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah.